Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Malice is in studio here. We're just talking about Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, you name it. The fact that they go, oh, Tucker Carlson's Alex Jones now, or Joe Rogan's Alex Jones now. No, that's not what's happening. Michael Malice is a big historian, author. He knows all the same stuff I know. The fact that we know New York was the headquarters of eugenics, and that Hitler used New York laws, as his, or the Nazis did, as their defense at Nuremberg, that's not Michael Malice repeating what Alex Jones said. That's the history. And the left tries to play this game, like, oh, Jones is this kook, and then try to say, oh, you know, don't repeat what he says. You're not repeating what I said.
No, the thing I made the point is, let's suppose I didn't speak English, right? And I'm seeing you and how you perform and how you act, and you're very animated and have this certain perspective. And then I watch CNN, the guy's in a suit and talking very calmly. I would think that second CNN guy is respectable and knows what he's talking about, and Alex is just a crazy person, right? But that is a technique that they use, because if they present themselves in a certain way, and we're trained since we're kids to perceive professionals as being educated, trust the experts, right? So, of course,
it's a uniform.
It's a uniform. Right. It's exactly right. You trust the cop because he's wearing that uniform. You trust the firefighter, so on and so forth. I'm the producer. I'm the reporter, the corporate journalist on these venues, spreading really depraved and malevolent ideas. But because I'm in a suit and I'm calm, look at Dan Rather. In 1994, when the Republicans took over Congress for the first time in 40 years, you would think at sometimes you'd want one of the parties to switch. First time in 40 years, he's saying the American people have thrown a temper tantrum tonight. So a lot of times when they don't get their way, that air of professionalism and assertiveness drops, and you realize that behind that smile, as Ayn Rand put it back in the day, there was something sinister and something evil. And the beautiful thing about social media is, when you scratch these people and, you know, kind of tweet at them and they get upset, you really see that there is a really nasty sneer behind that veneer of calm professionalism.
And they take themselves so seriously. Yes. Like, I never did all this on purpose. It's some master plan. Because when they sue me, they ask, where's the master plan? Who told you to say this or that? We didn't do a pre-interview what we're about to talk about. We're just here talking. I have fun sometimes, and the common folks like that because it's not an act, and they take that as more credible than me up here perfectly looking into the camera reading off a teleprompter.
You can't fight for your values unless at the same time you're having a good time sometimes. No human being has that emotional fuel and stamina without taking a break, recharging, and enjoying themselves. And honestly, if you're not fighting for freedom and having fun at the same time, what's the point? What's the point of freedom if you're not enjoying life and thriving?
I agree. Let me ask you a question, and we're going to really kick into things next segment. Can we put Brian Stelter back on screen, please? He puts this photo out himself. Now, how disconnected from reality do you have to put? Because that's a horror movie cover, like a clown that eats children.
Have you not watched The Simpsons? They took 800 takes. This was the best one.
Yeah. How is he not self-aware that he looks like a true nightmare vision?
But I don't know if you've seen this on C-SPAN. They had him talking.
Everybody attacked him.
Yeah. And the thing, I had this thing on Instagram about the red pill versus the blue pill. While Brian Stelter is talking to America about Trump's misspellings on Twitter, they're also covering, not CNN specifically, they're covering up for Jeffrey Epstein and all his assaults. Which of these things is worse, that a president in your mind is illiterate, or that there's a international network of people?
I kind of like he made mistakes. It means he's being real.
Or he's a guy. So what? I was Brooklyn Spelling Bee champion in 1986. You can look it up. If someone doesn't know how to spell, doesn't mean their ideas are wrong. What difference does it make?
Well, yeah, exactly. But let's just go back to Brian Stelter here. What does his photo say to you? If you were just a Martian that came here, what does that look like? I mean, that looks like the most disingenuous, sneaky, and he's anti-free speech. He's anti-America. He also is a piece of garbage. But look at that. Well, if you're Jeff Zucker, I guess because he looks like him, why would you try to put that out to the public?
Look, I'm an underwear model for Sheath Underwear, if you go to sheathunderwear.com. So I'm not in a position to make fun of people who aren't as attractive as me, so I'm going to have to defer from this question and leave it to you, sir.
You're serious. Look at that. Look at that photo.
Honestly, Alex, I think there's far worse things about Brian Stelter than how he...
I know, but he just... He radiates.
He's the worst one.
He's the creepiest looking dude I've ever seen.
Oh, he's not. There's a lot creepier than that. You know who I think is much more sinister is Anderson Cooper.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah, he's a blue.
He's a Vanderbilt.
He's a Vanderbilt. You cut him, it bleeds blue. And for him to be like, I'm a man of the people, that's much more sinister.
Oh, when you go online, it says he owns nothing. He gave it all to charity. Huh. He's just like Bill Gates. It's all tax exempt. The man's worth probably $500 billion.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distance.
Michael Malice is in the ATX, and he's moving here.
I am. Can't wait.
All right, buddy. Wow. Where do you want to start? We've already done a couple segments. You're on fire. I agree. We're winning. And this whole globalist attack is an exercise of raw power. They said in the Rockefeller Foundation documents 11 years ago, Operation Lockstep, they would try this to maintain control. You read their internal CFR stuff that leaks. They are in panic mode right now. So as bad as all this was done through desperation. Elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, let's just talk about American politics, where it's much simpler. There's a 50-50 split in the Senate. There was just an article a day or two ago, I feel like Alex right now, where Biden campaigned on raising taxes on the wealthy. That's DOA. We're already in July. There's been very little progress about the Democratic agenda other than some kind of executive orders. So I think a lot of people who are conservatives who thought, okay, you're going to have Kamala Harris as a tie-break vote in the Senate, they're going to get whatever they want on the left. That has not happened whatsoever. You had people like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, centrist Democrats from West Virginia and Arizona, respectively, are saying, we're not going to get rid of the filibuster. Here's the other thing. For a party that I'm not a fan of democracy, to put it mildly, but for a party to call itself the Democratic Party and want to get rid of the filibuster and have a 50-50 rule and basically put forth whatever they do. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, they were talking about how much they like the Constitution and, you know, our nation's traditions, and Trump's an assault on that. What you realize is, people in power, and this applies to Republicans most certainly as much as the Democrats, will say whatever they need to say in order to further their agenda and maintain their power. So a lot of times people argue on social media with their friends or these kind of bigger names and try to engage with them. And you have to realize you don't listen to what they're saying. What they're saying is, what do I need to say to get you to do what I want? And one day I'm going to be for the unions, and then those union voters are going to vote for Reagan, be Reagan Democrats. And now I'm going to tell you all those union people are illiterate hicks and they're racist, right? I'll turn in a dime because now that group is no longer of use to furthering my agenda. And I'm sure you've seen this many times throughout your decades of doing this.
I totally agree. Don't look at what they say. Look at what they do. That's the oldest trick in the book. And so what would you call this period of time we're in right now with the contact tracers and H.R. 666 to give them law enforcement power and all this other crazy stuff? Oh, $2 billion to open Capitol police offices to watch the public around the country. I mean, it really is a metastasization. So a lot of people saying, you're saying we're winning. We're winning hearts and minds, but is the Empire Striking Back going to be successful in subduing the world?
That's the question, right? So one of the things that, you know, if you were looking at Joe Biden, are you going to tell me that this man is a symbol of a healthy, strong, thriving empire? or is this an empire on its last legs? If you look at historic, like, royal families, like, by the end when these houses collapse, you have this kind of drooling old man in charge who has, like, the...
Why does history keep repeating with that? You'd think an elite in trouble would put a good whippersnapper in there.
But this is as good as they could get through. If they, I mean, they were panicking because they almost had Bernie Sanders, and they were like, crap, we got to get... Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg to fold and get behind Biden, because they knew Biden, and they're right, is a reliable party hack, just like you know, some people in the Republican Party.
So what do you expect them to do next? What are they going to do about Trump, who's still leading the Republican Party, winning a lot of races for Republicans he endorses? Trump's talking about reinstatement. That really scares him.
But, Alex, we already know. Like, right now we're hearing about this Delta variant and, you know, this Ligma variant, what all the other variants. And immediately, these things are DOA. People are saying, I tweeted this out and I got more likes than the, you know, World Health Organization. I said, I no longer care if I get COVID or somebody else doesn't. And if that has that perspective, and I think a lot of Americans, like, we're over this crap. I'm not ruining my restaurant. I'm not ruining my neighborhood. I'm not wearing these dopey masks, which is like wearing a condom with two holes in it. And when they're running out of bullets in the chamber. And that is something I think we should all be happy about. But they still have a lot of inertia because they've been at this for a long time. They're playing
the
game.
How long are you here?
I'm here till Monday, my birthday.
I know you got to look at houses. There's a film crew. They're great filmmakers. They want me to go shooting, and they've been asking for months. I got a little piece of property outside Austin with a shooting range.
Why don't I come back and we do that?
We need to go shooting.
Let's do that. That'd be a great video.
Because you say you haven't gotten any guns yet.
I have not gotten any guns.
We're going to pop your cherry.
Let's do it. I would love that.
We got to get you out there. What do you want to shoot first?
I don't know from guns, so I want you to educate me.
You want to start with something that doesn't have a lot of recoil.
I've got a 22.
50 caliber okay. Barrett.
Okay.
That's a joke.
Oh. I'm a Brooklyn boy. All I know is getting shot, not how to shoot.
The best thing to start shooting is, just to give you an idea about trajectory and things, I think a 22 is a good thing to shoot.
Yeah, I thought people were going to make fun of me, but no one thinks it's disrespectful.
No. 22 is a great, it's cheap ammo. It's really accurate out a couple hundred yards, and it's a great thing to plank
with.
But
isn't it like a girl's handgun for their purse?
Mafia uses 22s to execute people.
Okay, then it's fine.
Because you don't get rifling on it, and you can shoot somebody in the head, and then it tends to not go through the other side. It bounces around.
Okay.
It's a very good assassination weapon.
Oh, okay, good.
Good for killing people with punt-like range.
That's on brand as a good Russian.
Absolutely. You just walk right up, it'll pop the side of the head, It's an idea. You don't want 380s and things. They don't have enough penetration. 22 long rifle is actually a good thing.
This will be the video. Like, I want to hear all
that. Exactly. We'll go over it all.
And I want something hipster. Like something.
I got some guys working for me that are actually firearms experts. They actually train the expert military.
Okay.
So they train the best.
Okay, I would love that. This would be a lot of fun.
And there I am with McAfee.
And they could laugh at me. What do you think happened with him?
I think they killed him. Yeah.
But did you hear what the wife said? Did you talk about this in the show already?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't know. So I want to hear your perspective.
No, she said that he was going to appeal and he was totally fine, and he said they were threatening to kill him, basically. He put out tweets saying, if I'm killed, I was murdered.
But I thought the wife later came out and said he definitely was not murdered, and he did take his own life. Can we look into that?
I didn't see that follow-up. Okay. You know, they come and tell you, we're going to kill you, honey. I'm not going to tell the name. There's a very famous musician, probably the most famous ever, who said he was more famous than Jesus. And I actually got to know some folks, and I learned the whole FBI thing about what happened in New York and everything else. And they basically came and told him, you're going to shut up and say this or you're next. All they got to do is break in your house a few times, and the FBI comes by and says, you don't want that to happen anymore. Keep your mouth shut.
Do you know what the Stasi did in East Germany? They had something that is roughly translated to disintegration. So what they would do is they'd go to your house and take out your socks from your sock drawer and leave them on your bed. And now there's two possibilities. Either you're going crazy, why are these socks on my bed? Or why does this keep happening? Or that's their way of telling you, we can get to you anytime we want. So you better stay in line. It's very easy.
Oh, 100%. Or they'll call you up and say, hey, I saw you, you know, slip on your back porch and fall down today. Too bad you don't fall down and die. And you literally just fell on your porch.
This was when Colombia was under the control of Pablo Escobar and the narco-terroristas. There was a woman from Colombia, a politician. I forget her name. She came to America to ask for help. She got a phone call. And they said, this is where your daughter was at 8 a.m. This is where she was at 10 a.m. Your schoolyard daughter. This is where she was at 2 p.m. She got on that flight back to Bogota as soon as she could do.
They did that to Dr. Group, who was one of my best guests. And he called me. He would talk for like 2 years. And he said, go ahead and tell the story, but I can't come back on. And they called all his employees, his wife, everybody, and said where they were at lunch. And he's just like, hey, I'm not scared, but my wife's going to can't handle it. I get it. I mean, this is war. He was in the military, but he's like, he's not signed up for this. That's how bad this has gotten.
And I'll even defend them in one perspective. If the choice is I go to your house and put a bullet on you, or I pick up the phone and I scare you, I think I personally would rather the second one, that I just get scared and they threaten me than they actually do something.
Yeah, well, they've done all that to me, and it's not that I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I just can't live in fear, and so that's the way it is. And if they're going to try to kill me, then we got people that are going to try to defend me.
Yeah.
And then I hold the whole establishment. Anything happens to me, they say I commit suicide, folks, you know what to do. Because I think killing Alex Jones might start the revolution.
I don't think that. I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, if they kill me, I sure as hell didn't commit suicide. I want Darth Vader level medical treatment. I will never kill myself. I'm going to hold on to life to the very end.
I'm just imagining you coming down there. Rex, I am your father.
I mean, they tell me I got whatever. I'm going to do the treatment to try to live. I'm all like trying to get out of here. Is what I'm
just imagining your build in that Darth Vader suit walking around and getting the kids like, Mommy, what happened to Darth Vader?
Well, you know, Dick Cheney was the longest lived person, which makes me think he's an alien. He lived almost 2 years with an external heart pump. So it's an artificial heart outside the body with no pulse. They say most people like go crazy and like freak out with no pulse. Cheney, almost 2 years, no pulse.
Well, he would joke about that he was literally heartless. Like, he literally, people look this up. This is Sonic Alex. This is not made up. Dick Cheney literally does not have a human heart in his body.
I don't want to die either. I mean, I'm not afraid of death, but I'm going to try to live as long as possible. So if they kill me, I was killed. Not suicide. I was right back. Michael Malice.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Literally do watch his podcast when it comes out every week, sometimes multiple times. And also like the comedy stuff you're doing, also like some of these scientific talks you do. I mean, you're doing a lot. And I want to get into your exodus out of New York, a microcosm of them losing. Because we were just talking about this during the break again, that they wanted 90% to take the injections. It's really like 50%. They admit they're failing. They admit people are refusing them and are not adopting this. Because if you're bringing a tyranny in, you need the vast majority to comply. If they've got 30, 40% that are completely not submitting and more every day saying no, this is actually a big failure for them.
Here's another big failure. What COVID enabled them to do was to decentralize authoritarianism and basically make everyone a member of the secret police. We've seen reports over and over, people calling the cops and their neighbors, people, you know, calling someone in the subway or in the TSA when people aren't complying with these edicts. Now, I was in New York. This happened not that long ago. I'm not some kind of tough guy at all. These two construction workers were like loading a truck, and this Karen woman comes up to them and tells them, you need to put on a mask. And they're like, we're outside. And she starts giving a lecture. I go, lady, you need to put on a muzzle. They laugh in her face, which is something she doesn't have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And you know her day is ruined. Increasingly, not only are people not saying yes to someone wagging, some stranger wagging their finger at them, but they're laughing at that person's face and returning it twice as hard. They have been trained to think, I'm the good guy. I will yell at Alex Jones and say, why aren't you wearing a mask? Everyone's going to stand up and applaud. And they haven't, CNN and all these other outlets haven't programmed them to be like, okay, what happens when that dude says, go F yourself? What are you going to do then, sweetheart? And they have nothing. They really don't have a backup plan if there's pushback. And that is why I think you see it over and over on Twitter and other social media platforms.
And that's why it's important to push back on these people and not let them bully us.
Yes, yes, yes. But you see it over and over. People are like, oh, my gosh, like, I can't handle it. Like, you know, no one's listening to the plan. It's like, too bad. That is the reality. That's how you're going to have to deal with it going forward. Here's something I encourage people to do. Play into their ignorance. Make them as emotionally distressed as possible. If someone comes up to you and says to put on a mask, whatever, just tell them with a straight face, play dumb, say, oh, I can't get it. I've never been to China. Let them think that you are this moron, because now it's going to further their belief that they're surrounded by morons who are putting their lives in danger. And when they're that distressed, hilarity ensues.
What I do is I've seen them do it to other people, and I butt in. I go, you know, Fauci wrote a paper saying it gives you bacterial pneumonia and it's filthy. And you know, masks only work if they're a certain grade, and they change them constantly, and they change the gloves constantly. I go, but I thought you're for science. And then I go further. Well, you notice they're saying that people that have taken the vaccine are still getting COVID, which it was a fraud. You know that, right? And then by then they're just going, hey. And I'm like, listen. If you're wearing your stupid mask, you taking your shot, you're safe. Then leave me the hell alone. Don't you liberals think there's too many people? Isn't there too many people on Earth? Do you want me to die? I mean, that's what I'm doing.
If there's a website I use called minimallycompliantmask.com, because some you still have to wear the mask on the plane. These masks look like masks, but they completely let you breathe. And, you know, at a certain point, people are just going to have to look the other way because there's nothing they could do about it.
Well, yeah, folks said I was a hypocrite selling these thin cloth masks.
You sell them too. Okay, yeah.
And I said, it's got Infowars.com. I said, if they're going to make you do it in some places and you've got to do it, then you need to use it against them.
Yes, exactly. Right. So this is kind of this passive resistance, which is a great way that Americans have historically given the finger to the state and the powers that be. Which is something I like, could not be a bigger proponent.
Talk about New York, because L.A. has a horrible vibe. I can't stand it. I hate it. I love the rest of California. New York, I've been there probably 50 times. I love it. Love the restaurants. Love the museums.
What restaurants?
They're closed now.
Museums, yeah.
Central Park's great, but now it literally feels like a cult there. Most folks are leaving. You're leaving. What has happened in New York?
I have lived in New York all my life. Like I said earlier, I don't even know how to drive. And I was always ride or die. Like when people leave in New York, oh, you can't handle it. You're weak. This is great. I would defend the crowdedness. I would defend the dirt. And now seeing what they've done to my beloved city is like watching my kid getting beaten in front of me. It hurts me to the fiber, to the, you know, the basis of who I am as a person. All my friends left. I'm so excited to be in Austin because I've got my crew here. My, you know, the love and support from all the people who used to be in New York. I was the last one. At a certain point, you look around and you're like, it's kind of like a bad breakup. It's like, what am I fighting for anymore? Like all the places I used to like, these little boutiques that made New York unique and special, they couldn't survive. You know who survived? Amazon, Target, Walmart. I like those.
Well, stories. They thrive.
Carol Roth had this great book called The War on Small Business, and she talked about how several trillions of dollars wealth transfer from small and medium businesses to places like Jeff Bezos and Target. Now, they serve a purpose, but I don't need to go to New York and have it become a gigantic Mall of Americas. We have that already.
But it was also big tech and big boxes that led the lockdown because they'd already done the actuaries and studies knowing they would expand their market. Well, that's total monopoly.
And also we saw them cheering on when small businesses were looted and destroyed. And they were cheering on when Amazon, all these other big corporate entities. They were cheering on when the lockdowns continued to drove all these restaurants and other places and businesses out of business. And that, of course, goes to their benefit. You still got to eat. If I can't go to the restaurant, I can't go to the store, well, these other places deliver, and that just makes them wealthier and it makes them more powerful. Because as these corporations get more money, it's not just nefarious that they make more money, more power to them in one sense, but that means they could get better lobbyists. That means they pay more taxes.
That was my question as a libertarian.
They get the senators on the phone very, very easily.
Would you call yourself a libertarian?
I'm an anarchist, without adjectives.
So explain to me, and I'm going to cover this next segment because we got 3 minutes left in this segment. I've been a big libertarian, major anarchist leanings. I get all that. The problem is big corporations then have lobbied for libertarian ideas, but then they just exempt themselves from law, and then they set up governmental systems. They get as big as government.
Yes.
They act worse than government. Then they team up and buy the government. And then so I'm sitting here watching this takeover the Heritage Foundation has helped do, and then I don't trust the government either. So what do you do? Caught between these two big power centers that are revolving doors incestuously screwing us over.
That's something that I think is really important that you point out. That's something that I'm very happy that conservatives have come to appreciate. For a long time, you know, you and I are roughly around the same age. We remember when we were younger, the left, the liberals would always attack the corporations, corporate America, Occupy Wall Street, corporate America is bad. Just like I was saying in an earlier segment, as soon as their corporations were serving their purposes and having their BLM stickers, right away the corporations are the good guys. The anarchist analysis is whenever you have government interference in the economy, it's always going to be hand in hand with corporate interests. It is always going to be hand in hand at the expense of small business and little guy. And there's no other way because little guy's not going to have that phone call. He's not going to have the ability to give the campaign contributions.
So what is the answer? I mean, I really try now to only shop and support small boutiques and things. Used to, I wanted to go to the big box store because they got a bigger selection. It's quick. I get it. But they're so predatory now, I can't catch myself supporting big things anymore.
Well, they're predatory because they work hand in hand with the state. If you had a stateless society, a free society, a lot of this...
They wouldn't have that enforcement.
Right, because corporations exist because of the will of the state. Look at Twitter and all these other social media outlets where they have that exemption where they're not responsible, whereas if I had my own little website, I'd be run out of business in 5 minutes. So this is inevitably what happens.
Oh, the courts treat me completely different than other people.
Of course. And that's the thing. When you talk about objective law, this is kind of this American idea that everyone's equal before the law. That's also complete nonsense because rich people will always have access to better lawyers, and they're going to come from a higher social class, so they're going to come off in a certain way, very different from some poor person. Maybe that person's not educated.
Plus, those judges on average are so political.
Right. Like, if I'm a judge...
Stay there. Let's come right back and talk about that and so much more with Michael Malice. Stay with us.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Shine, and I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else.
Morales and I are having some really good banter here on this Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. And we're doing a special Saturday show tomorrow that'll be commercial free. So look for that to air at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on all the InfoWars streams. And it'll be posted at freeworldnews.tv because, again, they ban us sharing InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, particularly banned.video. That URL is banned on Twitter. So the new URL is the same site, is freeworldnews.tv.
I'll add to what you're just saying. When I was uploading our episode on youtube.com/MichaelMalisOfficial, as soon as I put the title of the episode, which is, you know, Alex Jones, you know, episode whatever, it knows to demonetize and not give me the right to make money off of the video, even though it's making great numbers, just from the name Alex Jones, which is kind of ironic because that's not an uncommon combination of words. You would think there's lots of people with that name that, like, they're wondering, why can't I monetize my video?
That's like in the film Brazil, based on the future police state, Terry Gilliam. The fly gets to the typewriter, changes the name by one letter, so that guy gets sent to a death camp, and then it causes a whole chain reaction. Alex Jones is like John Smith.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of thousands worldwide, at least tens of thousands, and they all get persecuted by the legislature. They have the same name. So it just shows how it's this ham-fisted authoritarian system.
But it's also good that these authoritarian systems are ham-fisted, because very quickly people can realize what these ham-fisted rules are, and thanks to technology can navigate around them. You saw what happened early in the year when they tried to take down I think it was Parler, and it was they did the best they could, but it was up and running not that long afterwards. So, and more importantly, there are enough people with technical expertise who are like, all right, these are the tactics they're going to use at some point in the future. What mechanisms can I use to route around them?
So this is forcing innovation.
Yes.
And instead of their new dark age, this could trigger a new renaissance.
Right. And the innovation is asymmetric, because once something is invented, it can't be uninvented. Once those tools are in place, now they're going to have to work around.
And explain asymmetric for folks that may not know.
Well, sure. It's just the kind of thing where it's not equal on both sides. And let me give you one example. Like if we're a caveman and we're hitting each other over the head with sticks, and I somehow invent a gun, you can't go back. You know, you can't uninvent a gun. So it's a lot harder to invent one, but it's impossible to uninvent one. So it is not an equal side to both aspects in terms of moving the progress. So once you, here's another example that'll make people optimistic, which is just not being Pollyanna. 30 years ago, people said sarcastically, oh, you don't like it? Build your own website. Now there's many outlets where for free or for cheap, you can have a website up and running.
And now we see big tech and even the governor of Texas lobbying to shut down Gab, because Gab is like what Facebook was 3 years ago. As long as you don't commit a crime and don't say kill somebody or deal drugs, you're allowed to be there. Andrew Torb is not a white supremacist, but they call him one and want him shut down.
But the thing is, this is a point. They are lobbying to have this happen. If they had the power and the will to do it, they would have done it. So you always have to assume that there are people, whoever you're thinking about, who are going to want to deprive you of your freedoms and liberties, and you have to not engage with them necessarily, because there's going to be somebody else who has these cockamamie ideas.
But that's my question, because I've already been deplatformed.
One second. But put mechanisms in place so they can't put their BS over on you. Sorry, Alex.
No, I agree. So what are the mechanisms? We have the Democratic Party suing me, trying to find out what banks we use.
Yeah.
I mean, these depositions, they don't ask me about the stuff they're suing me for. It's like, what are your bank accounts? How do we shut you down? How do we shut your satellites off? I mean, it's literally just scrabbling to try to harass anybody we do business with. Very Hitlerian.
Well, also, they're just going to keep our legal system is designed, and this is another reason I'm an anarchist, to basically bleed people dry and have it draw out for years and never actually get to a resolution, to make sure that people are paying lawyers, you know, out the wazoo, and just basically having motion after motion. And it can be, if someone is wealthy enough, they can drive you into bankruptcy just for filing motions and motions. You're going to have to pay your lawyers. It's a really disturbing system, and hopefully people will be more receptive to having free market alternatives to the legal system.
Well, I'm one of the only people, and you as well, that we're on air, and we've seen the democratization of information because of this that really scares the system, that I can keep doing my show forever and not even get paid. So at a certain point, there's nothing they can do to stop me but kill me.
What I want to do, what I want to ask you about is, I think in recent years, you were on Rogan recently, and he's been standing up for you pretty hardcore. Andrew Schultz, you did his show, you did mine. Do you think that you were seeing a kind of, they did everything they could to kind of wipe you off the planet and take you off the internet? Are you seeing a bit of a rehabilitation where you're not being regarded as this antichrist figure and more of someone who is like, okay, maybe he's a little weird.
I want to say this. I don't want to thank my lucky stars, listeners supporting us, you know, everything that's happened, but I have seen the process I've been through make a lot of people that weren't paying attention actually hear what we're actually doing, and then they see what the media says we're doing versus what we actually do, and people get really mad about it. And so I almost want to say it's more of a cause celeb now, pretty avant-garde, cutting edge, and in fact, to the point of it, I never even imagined that or tried that, but in intellectual circles, that's basically what's happened now. Two levels I don't think I even deserve sometimes. So I've really hit a very special spot. And what's happening is, as all these things we predicted come true, just in all the white papers, it's not hard. You know, predict, it's like a restaurant has the thing on a menu. You order the food, it comes. I mean, they've got a menu of tyranny, an agenda. So as all this stuff happens, I said was happening, it's reached stratospheric. I went and got my hair cut yesterday, and I had like 6-7 people in there go, you're the Nostradamus guy. You're the guy that can tell the future. And I said, no. I know how tyranny works. This is easy. So instead, people love the villain. Well, people hate the system. So they said, I'm the villain. And so now it's the opposite. It's blown up in their face, quite frankly.
Even assuming everything it said about you that is nefarious is true, you're not the one telling people like in Canada to quarantine children in their own room, lock them in a door for 2 weeks. They can't hug or see mom or dad. You're not the one telling people in Belgium to get cops on the back of horseback and clubbing old men. You can look this up on the internet.
And women
in the head, making them bloody because they're in a park. Is there any better example of a free...
Clydesdale horses running women over in England almost killed the woman.
I did not see that one.
And this is all a Milgram experiment.
Yes, because this is what happened. World War I, Washington took over the entire country for the fight the Great War. You can understand why they have to do that. This is a huge war. But then 15 years later, when you had FDR, he'd say, look, we did all this already during the Great War. Now it's the Great Depression, which is a far bigger threat to America than the Kaiser. We're going to take over the entire country again. So I tweeted this out before. There are a lot of people, for better or for worse, regardless of what you think of COVID, had some very useful information about what Americans and people around the world are going to put up with from the state and from the corporate media.
And if you go to after World War One, that basically the precursor of the FBI staged bombings, provocateur anarchists, as a pretext for the national police force we now have.
Yeah, so many things were put into place. And can anyone listening to this tell me with a straight face that it's impossible that they're going to say you have to stay in your home and not work to fight climate change? You can imagine it being said right
they're
now.
They're already saying it. They want climate lockdowns.
I didn't even know that. So that's the thing. You're not Nostradamus. It's like these people aren't that clever. You know if they say ABC, they're going to say...
Well, that's what's frustrating is that it is every toolbook of a tyrant to cartoon level. I mean, they're like throwing everything they've got.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why Kamala Harris is laughing so much, because it's all a cartoon to her.
It really is crazy because, I mean, like you said...
But the thing is, and here's what people need to appreciate. They have Ayn Rand, who's a great writer that everyone should be familiar with. She was on Donahue in 1979. You can look at the clip on YouTube. And he says to her, why are you so contemptuous of these people? Why don't you just say, I disagree? And she goes, because I look at them, because they don't hesitate to sacrifice entire nations. They are perfectly fine. The crown jewels of America, are where the cities. People, you moved to New York. You go into L.A., Hollywood. And look what they've done. They don't care if they take out things that are of value even to them, just as long as they maintain their hold on power. Because if they don't have their power, what are they going to have? They're not going to be charming in a few.
It's scorched earth. Let's talk about scorched earth when we come back with Michael Malice. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Michael Malice and his crew are here with us. They'll be on with me tomorrow on a special transmission that airs at 4 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. And welcome to all our radio stations and TV stations. We'd like to pick it up off the satellite on top of the roof, the satellite uplink. Michael Malice is here with us for this little segment and one more, and then we got Stu Peters taking over, always does a great job, in the fourth hour on Friday ahead of Owen Schroyer and the War Room. And that is at 3 p.m. Central Time today. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m., we have Harrison Smith and American Journal as well. Please don't forget, this weekend is the last time you can get free shipping and double Patriot points for the foreseeable future. We've got a whole laundry list of great products that are on sale, but the biggest one is Deep Earth Crystal, Atomic Iodine. Most people are deficient in it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. This is really the missing link, the opposite of fluoride, the opposite of bromine. It's the good halogen. It's 60% off of the spray bottle. It's the same stuff in your mouth, but it aerosolizes. And the dropper is 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. It is selling out, but I'm going to keep it on sale until it sells out. The rest of the sales on the storable food and on the water filtration and everything else is going to be ending because the supplies are not there. And not because I don't want the supplies to not be there. It's because the economy is breaking down. So many products with the supply chain, we don't get a lot of in. That's why some of our best-selling products have been sold out for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months or have been discontinued because some of these companies have gone out of business or they've been bought up It's been a huge consolidation, so thanks for keeping us on the air. We are funded by you, InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book and a T-shirt while you're at it as well, because certainly we've proven InfoWars is changing the debate worldwide, really giving the globalists a run for their money, and that's all thanks to your support, so thank you so much. Michael Malice, I've been asking a lot of questions. You got a lot of places you want to go. What else is on your radar? What else are you wanting to impart to the planet?
I'm curious to what you think is going to happen with Trump's lawsuit, and if you think he's got a shot. I'm sure you talked about it, and the legal system is obviously very complicated, and you're not an attorney. But do you think this is something that is going to have legs? And maybe it has legs in terms of not just legal, in terms of legal success, but in terms of galvanizing people and having them have a different perspective. What do you think about that?
I've been sued more than 40 times by the Democrats to try to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've gotten 34 of them thrown out.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, we're talking the folks that bankrupted Remington, that's just coming after me.
But did you see what just happened? They sued Remington, and as a response, they gave him like 10,000 memes that were just complete jokes, had nothing to do with it, because Remington's like, what do we have to do with the shooting? Like, that's not how the legal system works.
Yeah, they said, give us, it's the same law firm.
Yeah.
Koskov and Koskov. They said, it's Senator Blumenthal basically runs it. And they said, that they say to us, they go, give us the Sandy Hook marketing. And I go, there isn't any marketing. Do we have a marketing meeting before this?
No, sir.
I mean, you said, seriously, I've got an underwear line now. Oh. That was it. So the marketing meeting was about your underwear. I mean, seriously, folks. But see, they're also calculated. They think we're up here, like, masterminding everything.
Well, I think a lot of that is projection, because so much of what people don't appreciate is what is presented as fact by the corporate press is in reality a carefully constructed narrative designed to keep some very unpleasant people in power. So by the time you're seeing it on some kind of network, there's been a lot of meetings. There's a lot of producers. They're like, what message, what narrative do we want to put forward? Which is why you're going to have the same message across different outlets. So they assume everyone else is going to do the same kind of process.
And that's it. And it's the average globalist running things is about 80 years old. They don't get how things work. I had a judge once say, what is a meme? And I said, it's like a joke. It's like a cartoon. It's like a way to express something, not using words sometimes, an image. It's a shared.
That is the most boomer definition of a meme I've ever heard.
What would you call a meme?
A meme is an image with captions on it that has a comedic effect or some other emotional effect.
Am I a boomer?
You are totally a boomer, Alex. Sorry, okay.
You're a boomer.
I'm not a boomer. I know what a meme is.
I know what a meme is.
Two spaces after a period when you type?
No.
Then you're not a boomer.
Okay, let me explain what I'm saying. A meme is whatever you want it to be. And a meme is something people share.
Yes. Yeah, right.
To me, it's like graffiti on the Roman wall.
But it has a certain structure. It's a picture with a caption on it. That is a meme.
What is this meme? I like this meme of Joe Rogan.
Is that a meme? Who's that with him?
I don't know why they put it up. I like it.
I don't know who that is on the right.
That's the original podcaster.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that Adam Curry?
Yep.
I just had him on my show a couple weeks ago.
I love Adam.
He lives here.
I love Adam. Yeah. He's been on the show many times.
He's a smart dude.
But then his Patreon people or whatever said, if you ever go back on his show, boy, you're finished.
Oh, geez.
So he won't even talk to me unless it's secretly over the fence. Like,
But
it's kind of cool to be that black sheep.
Yeah, but I mean...
He did defend me on the show, by the way. I'm not attacking Adam Curry.
No. I mean, Ruben has a site called Locals. I'm on malice.locals.com. I find a better alternative to Patreon, because what I didn't like about Patreon, there was lawsuits, is overnight you could be vanished and your entire income is destroyed. And a lot of people have seen that happen without any warning.
Well, I just want my enemies to know that I'm going to continue on no matter how many lawsuits they file.
And you're not going to kill yourself.
And I'm not going to kill myself. Okay, let's continue. So what do you? How do you think Biden's going to end? Because there's so many videos I can't even play him, new ones of him not even knowing what planet he's on. It's definitely, you watch him in the debate, he had a few problems, clearly had some cognitive decline. He is on another planet now.
I really, really hope, as someone who's a troll and appreciates the humorous and absurd in life, that he does run in 2024, because at that point he'd be literally disintegrating and be watching his jaw fall off. It'll be like some...
And they'll keep saying, oh, what a genius. Did you see his State
no,
of the Union?
His jaw fell off because of Trump.
Exactly.
Right.
Did you see his State of the Union, which they called something else? And they literally, we had a compilation of going, The baritone of that voice, the delivery. No one has ever been a speaker this good. He is the greatest speaker in history. It was like cartoonish what they're saying.
But the thing is, they have to do this because who are you going to believe? Your own lying eyes or, you know, the folks over at MSNBC? So they put him in. They dragged his carcass over the finish line. And now it's their job to maintain this kind of semblance of authority and decency. Whereas anyone who looks at it for 2 seconds, I feel bad for the guy. I don't think, as far as politicians go, he's a particularly evil one. There's some really, really malevolent authoritarians out there. I think he's just the party hack of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, he just wants money.
Yeah, it has been. He's
a placeholder though for bad people.
Placeholder for black. Exactly. Like, I mean, when people tell me that they think he's a Marxist, this guy doesn't have any political philosophy of his own whatsoever. He's just there to be a.
He's a corrupt ambulance chasing lawyer.
Yes, exactly. So, and frankly, I'd rather have that than someone who's an ideologue and authoritarian.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
What is the left doing with their critical race theory and all this? I mean, we know what they're doing. They're declaring all their enemies and anything they have a conquered racist so they can get rid of it. But denial of evolution is a form of white supremacy. Okay. Bird watching is white supremacy. French cuisine is white supremacy. Again, it's reached absurdist levels and it's only getting worse. What is happening here?
Because if you have a useful tool, right, and no one wants to be called a white supremacist, it's absolutely a horrible position that, you know, all decent people don't even think about, let alone, you know, countenance for a second. If I can persuade people that this is white supremacist, I don't have to have an argument about it. And this has been an effective tool for a long time, but now it's reached the point where it's just frothing at the mouth. And
so it's beyond calling somebody a conspiracy theorist, meaning I don't want to debate you. It's just, oh, you're just a racist.
Well, it's not just racist, but they tried racist for a long time. It didn't work. Trump got elected, so then I have to escalate the notch. The reason why it's absurd is a lot of us will often have something that they're maybe accidentally racist. Like if you have someone who's an immigrant, you might say something offensive to their culture, and we don't want to do that, right? But at the same time, no one is worried that they're a closet white supremacist. No one goes to bed is accidentally going to be a member of the Klan. This is something that takes intent and it takes an
idea. It's like Monty Python, the French or the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, the point being, like, at a certain point, you were speaking earlier to why they're losing. These are not effective tools. It is effective to say, hey, when you do X, Y, and Z, you're offending people. You shouldn't do it. All of us would listen. Like, I don't want to offend people. I want to be a nice guy. If you tell people, if you like this Autobahn, then you're a white supremacist. At that point, it's like, we're not even having a conversation because that's not even a hypothesis I'm going to take seriously for one moment.
And you just said it. Calling everyone racist didn't work, so they just turned it up to 11.
Right. Exactly. And it's just like, no one is a crypto-Nazi. No one is at home secretly wanting Anne Frank to be murdered, other than literal Nazis. This is not a concern that, especially in this country, people are worried about.
You know, I know a lot of folks that immigrated from Eastern Europe. I can't tell you immigrated from Eastern Europe. How young were you?
I was 2, but we spoke Russian at home. So English is my second language, so cut me some slack.
We finally got a Russian!
Russian collusion! I'm a Russian troll. Yeah, you got it. It's happening. So they're right. We're conspiring.
Oh, my gosh. I finally found one.
Hold on. Putin's in the earpiece. What's he saying? Assassinate Alex. He's a good guy. I'm not going to do it, Uncle Vlad.
Exactly. Well, what do you make of what Russia's doing with its Christian nationalism? A lot of folks think, oh, that's fake. I mean, I know a lot of people that live in Russia. I've talked to them. They say that, oh, it's 100% real.
Yeah, I'm not that informed about what's going on, boots in the ground, Russia.
You're not getting orders from Putin?
I didn't say that. I've said too much. I was supposed to go there for 2 years in a row for my birthday with my buddy Chris, who's another podcaster, to just see where I came from, and that has not been able to happen.
We should go to Russia together.
Oh my! Would you be able to go?
Well, I mean, I got, like, 2 years ago, I was going to go to make a joke about the Russiagate stuff 3 years ago, and then they gave me the visa, but then they indicted Roger Stone, and he goes, dude, this isn't a joke. I wouldn't make a joke.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm not going to go now, but no, now I do want to go. Now I want to go to Russia with Michael Malice. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.